minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's going on, Packers fans? Welcome to one of the only daily Packers podcasts, the Pack-A-Day Podcast, for your source for Packers news and info, and to keep you up to date on your beloved green and yellow. Today, I once again am Matt Fralick. You can find me on Twitter at Matt_FRA_. Alongside me once again is Janelle Mackey. You can find her on Twitter at BigMac_4. Janelle, before we get situated here, if I want anyone listening right now, if they're able to, just maybe find a couch, put your feet up, have a little pillow behind. It's going to be therapy session. We're going to lay down and really just vent, maybe for a good 20 minutes, 30 minutes, really figure out what's going on here, because at this point in the season, through 12 weeks, that's all we can do at this point. I mean, we have a 3% chance, I just saw, to make the playoffs. I don't want to hear any Dumb and Dumber quotes. Lloyd Christmas, you're saying one in a million. I think there's a chance. I don't want to see any of that or hear any of that. I want to be a realist at this point. But I want to know how you're feeling. So what are your thoughts?
Well,
on the season and the game, of course. So lay it out for me.
The season as a whole, frustrating. I feel like I haven't really felt a spark from this team since week one. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the only big game where there was a lot of energy and from both the team, the coaches, the fans. And I feel like it's just kind of been a slow downward slope and it's just really stumbling down. And the game, being that I'm from Minnesota, but I'm a Packer fan, it hurts a lot more. Mm-hmm. I take it a little bit more personally because I have lost my bragging rights, especially with the Axe game, too, which I don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've lost my bragging rights, so it stings a little bit more, I think, for me in that sense.
Definitely.
But it was just, I expected that game to go so differently considering how we started out. Packers were first on the board, which hardly happens in this season. And then I expected it to just be this offensive shootout because it was like, every drive, it was just mirroring.
Yeah,
so
back and forth.
If the Packers scored, the Vikings scored. Packers score again, Vikings score again. Three and out. It just seemed to be a mirror game the first half. And then second half, it was all Vikings. And Packers were just kind of shooting themselves in the foot. It didn't even seem like the Vikings really had control of that game. It was more just like our defense was really struggling too. Mike Daniels, his absence was definitely noticeable with their runs up the middle. It seemed Murray was running up the middle a lot where Mike Daniels would usually step in and be a big body to stop that. It was just, I didn't feel a lot of emotion in that game, it felt like, after the first half.
Definitely. I think that's a really good point to make because in the first half you have multiple three and outs to start the game. Jair Alexander has the huge play of blowing up the bubble screen. I jump out of my couch, and I think that was the only time I actually did that besides to turn the TV off and go to bed. But he blows up Thielen, blows up Stephon Diggs for a minus 10 yards. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, I definitely then, wrote that down as the best play of the
for
game.
For sure. And you
I
run...
expected that to be like a momentum-changing play where everybody was going to get hyped off of that and just kind of feed off of that energy. And because it was
I mean, it created a three and
play.
Out.
Yeah.
It created a three and out. The Packers, you know, go down and score, helped by Xavier Rhodes' 26-yard pass interference. They had the end around Aquamania St. Brown. Jones converted on a third down. And, of course, like I said, the back shoulder to Davante Adams, which is a crazy throw. Like they replayed it a couple times where he's barely out of his break, or I guess, you know, he doesn't get bumped by Rhodes, but he gets around him and Rodgers already throws it.
And the back shoulder is like classic.
Yeah, like on the run though. It wasn't like he was heading out of bounds. Like he's like on the run, catches it and just goes in. So that was great. But yeah, no energy. Like you said, going into the second half, I was writing notes throughout the whole game, like I'd try to do. And then in the second half, I was about 5 minutes in the second half. I'm like, it's just bad. Like, I just bad is everything. Anything that was going wrong seemed like it was going to compound and just continue to go bad. It's to the point now where last week, being the Seattle game, I was like, okay, this is a must win. And then you look at the analytics and the statistics, which is, you know, it's 2018, damn near 2019. Like, that's all we're running off of, baseball, football, whatever it is.
And there's a stat for everything.
Exactly. And it's, so it's like, okay, the Packers are still,
like,
you know,
quarterbacks who eat waffles before the game are, yep, like 5-18.
But they have,
like,
to eat a certain amount of waffles to get,
exactly,
the perfect
QBR
rating.
There's literally a stat for everything.
Exactly. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, you know, the loss of Seattle, well, there's still hope. Yeah, there's still hope after this loss now, too. It's a 3% chance, but there's a lot that has to go right for the Packers to get in. And I'm sick of this whole season has felt like to me, just like you said, since week one, which was, mind you, the only reason it was really exciting and, like, energizing was because the best player the Packers have had in the last 10 years went out. Like, he was potentially out for the year, and that's the only reason why it was exciting, and that gave life to the full team and the stadium. But outside of that, I've been waiting this whole year for something to finally happen. If it's a scuffle, maybe like Mike Dan, as we used to see, get into a, you know, throwing match with someone on the sideline. If it was Rodgers getting into someone's face on the sideline, for God's sakes. I mean, maybe him and McCarthy would actually interact once in a while. I was laying in bed last night trying to fall asleep, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I don't, can't remember the last time in a camera shot where I saw Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers either pissed off at each other, talking about how great this game was, how
even like
a certain play,
like any emotion.
Zero. You never see them on the sidelines talking, which I think gives you more insight of what's really going on inside the organization. It's tough to really make, you know, assumptions, but you can look at the facts, and the facts are that they don't like each other at this point. Rodgers has thrown McCarthy under the bus a couple times this year. McCarthy seems to have taken the high road with that, you know, putting the blame on the coaching staff as equal with the players. But all in all, this whole season has just been a dud for me. I said this a couple weeks ago, I think, in one of the episodes, that my expectations were so high getting Jimmy Graham. You saw Jair Alexander in preseason. You see these young receivers you might have. Davante Adams is emerging into a, you can call him what he is, whatever you want, top 10, top 5, top 3, I don't, whatever you want to make the argument for. And, you know, you bring back Tremont Williams, whatever that has done. We'll get to him a little bit later. But, again, the expectation was very, very high for this team going into the 2018 season. You get Pettine, just, you know, another person here, and it just hasn't been that. And I've waited all season for a full 60 minutes of football, and we've got portions of that. We've had small quarters of that in a single game, but it's never been a full 60 minutes. And at this point, Janelle, we need to transition. Andy Herman put out the question earlier in the day. It was up for about 20 minutes. People had voted on it. Would you rather Packers go 0-5 at this point or 5-0? I think it had like 700 votes at that time. We already know each other's stands, but Janelle, to let the people know, where do you stand? Should the Packers go do their best, try to get that 5-0, go 9-6-1, and maybe, you know, a certain team doesn't win or lose, I guess, on week 17? Or should they go 0-5, get a better draft pick, try to get a top 10 draft pick and match it with the Saints, more than likely 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 pick in the first round? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I kind of took to Twitter a little bit about that one, because when I voted on it, I noticed that more people had voted to go 0-5 and get rid of McCarthy versus to go 5-0 and keep McCarthy one more year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a loyal fan, and I have a competitive mentality, so I want to see my team out there winning, whether they make playoffs or not. I want to see them, like, win 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care at this point what the playoff picture looks like. I just want the last 5 games to be exciting and fun and just something for the season to look back on and be like, okay, well, it was really, really rough, but, man, I had fun watching those last 5 games, and
mm-hmm.
the energy picked up. And if all the cards, and there's a lot of them, if they all fall right, you never know what could happen. So I feel like today's episode is going to be a little bit of optimist versus pessimist.
Maybe.
That's just kind of who I am. I've always been that way for my family. My sister's always been the pessimist. Sure. I'm the optimist. Mm-hmm. So I like to think positively and hope for the best. But yeah, for these last 5 weeks, if we don't get any more after that, I need something to fulfill my football needs for the year. Okay. So I want to see him go 5-0. And if that means keeping McCarthy for next year, so be it. Because they have survived with McCarthy before.
Sure.
So
couple things. One, going 5-0 isn't a guarantee. It's not like we can just like flip a switch. We can go 0-5 and get the 9th pick overall, or go 5-0 and end up 9-6-1 and just like, oh, you're in the playoffs and you play the Bears and you beat them in Soldier Field, yada, yada, and the fairy tale continues. So it's not really just it's not one or the other. There could be somewhere in the middle. Andy's poll, you know,
We're
going off Andy's poll, which at this point has 2,300 votes. 64% say go 0-5. 36% say go 5-0. I'm with the 64%. I think at this point, you said you want to have fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have Jamal Williams out there. I don't want to say rest Aaron Jones, because we still want to see what we can get out of him. I mean, he's still productive. We don't want to, you know, just put him away and put him on ice for the next 5 weeks like you'd want to do with maybe Aaron Rodgers. But let's give some of these younger guys a chance. Let's give Tony Brown a chance. I like Tony Brown. I thought he's been good. He's been a little bit of a head case, playing the secondary and some special teams play. But give him a chance. Give some of these other, you know, other receivers a chance. Give some of these defenders a chance. I mean, what have we really seen out of Oren Burks? Let him start a game. Like, I know he's been, I would say, pitiful. I haven't seen anything out of him that makes me think that, like, wow, he's solid. You know, Josh Jones, I think, is one of the worst picks that Ted Thompson still has on this roster, being a second-round pick. He was horrendous on Sunday night, missing tackles, missing coverages. I mean, the deep ball to Thielen that he doesn't go up. He tries to think it's going to be an overthrow, and he tries to shoot for, you know, the catch off Thielen's hands or through his hands, whatever it would have been, doesn't go for the hit. But, you know, let's give some of these younger guys, let's see what we really have, because I think it's safe to say, if you want the Packers to go 5-0, Janelle, and I want them to go 0-5, I think we can actually meet somewhere in the middle and say, we want to know what talent is on this roster. Like, that's what has to happen in the next five games. Whether we go 0-5, we tie five games, I don't really care. We need to figure out who's actually can be productive on this team come the 2019 season. And that's what needs to happen. They need to evaluate the talent. I don't know if the person that's in the position to evaluate the talent the most, the head coach, is going to be here come April and May when we're drafting it for two first-round picks. But he can at least pass the reins to the person that, you know, he'll be giving it over to. And I don't even, again, that's opens up a whole another can of worms. Shouldn't be fired. I think he needs to be let go. I don't see Mike McCarthy being innovative with his offense. We've been saying that for weeks, and they need to find someone else. I don't know who that is. That's a conversation for February, March, and April when we're really slow. It's snowing here. There's nothing going on. We're waiting for college basketball to start in March. But at this point, I think 0-5, I'm not looking forward to losing five games as a Packer fan, but if that's what happens, because we're evaluating talent, we're figuring out what we have with certain players, maybe offensive line backups, running backs, receivers, defensive players, you know, maybe there's a game where we have DeShone Kizer start. Who knows?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, you defended yourself a little bit better than I expected on the reason why you picked 0-5. And like you said, yes, there's the possibility of meeting in the middle of that, but this is going based off of specific poll.
Exactly. And which clearly people are fans of at this point. People are interested in this poll, so I think it's a really good thing to bring up.
I'm glad that we kind of have those opposite views, too, so we can actually have a little bit of discussion on it, because as a fan, obviously, like, I understand the logistics of going 0-5, like you're saying.
For picks. Essentially, it's for picks, and that's what I look towards.
The picks, testing talent, just seeing what we got, but at the same time, it's been a rough season, and if the Packers can have a winning season under their belt, then even regardless of playoff situation, I think I can be a little bit happier. But the only game looking at this schedule because the Packers are undefeated at home and have lost every road game, which makes the game at Soldier Field the big question in that whole going 5-0 situation, because that's definitely going to be the toughest game coming up in these next five. So
I agree. I think you're very correct. If you'd have looked at the, you've done this a couple times during the podcast, but if you would look back at the schedule in August, September, you're looking at Atlanta, thinking Atlanta is going to be tough. Cardinals probably where they should be. You know, I'm going a little out of order here, but you know, Bears are probably better than what everyone thought. Jets, you don't really know what you're getting from the Jets at this point. Lions, you thought would have been a little bit better. So,
Lions
but yeah,
also only have Galladay left, it seems like, at receiver.
They do.
And that game at home could give potential. Crosby could have the revenge game, like really nailing those field goals. So
yeah, he could.
These next five games could honestly be a lot of fun to watch, regardless of what happens, because...
And I'm cool for fun, but I don't want to trade fun for drafting in the low 20s. We could be drafting in the low single digits in, like, 11, 12, but... I think you just need to, as a fan, and this is still laying on the couch, you just have to understand that there is a next year. It's not like the Packers are leaving. It's not like Aaron Rodgers' last year with, when it was maybe Brett Favre. But you do have to understand that there is going to be change. Like, you have to be comfortable with the fact that, yes, we did see some young receivers, you know, establish. Are they going to take Randall Cobb's spot? Yes, we did see some young defenders, you know, fill in holes that we had in the secondary for, I would say, at least 2 years. But we still are missing pieces, one being a free safety, and then, you know, more up front in the front seven being, you know, Nick Perry. He's on IR. I don't even know what his contract looks like. Clay Matthews, I think, is worse, but he's been playing well this year. So
I was actually very impressed with Matthews.
But I think he's up for a contract. So, you know, you have to. There's going to be change, and I think this is a. We had a lot of change last year as a Packer fans. There was. It seemed like there was a bunch of that going on, and now this year, I think it's really time. You know, last year was Ted Thompson, and that was, you know, a lot happened around that. We don't know what Ted Thompson's role is still with this team. I mean, he still could be a consultant sitting in a room and, you know, with his mouth wide open catching flies. Like, we don't know what he's doing, but I would imagine he's still somewhat part of this organization. We're just gradually getting out of it. I don't think you could have had it all done in 1 year. I don't think getting rid of McCarthy in that year would have been a good idea. You had to kind of give him his fair shot, and clearly at this point there hasn't been enough to be like, you know what, you're right. You know, Aaron Rodgers was hurt last year. We're going to give you another run at it. There's not too much that you're missing this year that wasn't either added or just, you know, manifested itself with players coming to the forefront and filling spots. So as you're laying on the couch right now, open your eyes up and just be like, all right, this season, whatever happens the last five games –
we're just going to have to accept it.
We're going to have to accept it because that's what's going to happen. But we'll really see, you know, the true colors of this team. Andy talked about it a little in his episode yesterday. You know, we haven't seen the Packers, you know, get blown out, you know, 30-0 and not try. Like, they're still trying. That hasn't changed. But it'll
the
be
the effort there. It's like the I'm trying to think, like the spark. The energy. Mm-hmm. It's like they're going out there and it's like almost robotic.
Yeah, at times. I mean, there's certain things that don't seem robotic. I would say Aaron Rodgers' throwing ability has not been robotic like past.
Yeah, which kind of brings me to something.
Go ahead.
Talking about like what's up with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
It's a big
question. I could give you a bunch of jokes, but I don't really have one like a real
one. I only saw one thing about this a couple weeks ago, and we haven't really talked about the fact that his quarterback coach left this year.
Mm-hmm.
So is that playing a factor, losing his quarterback coach and his security blanket in Jordy Nelson? Are those playing bigger factors than we maybe realize sitting at home watching TV? Because he wasn't happy about either of those because he wasn't consulted prior. So you almost wonder, does he not have that same connection with his new quarterback coach, whom I I'm unaware of who that is right now.
At this point, it is... I was looking as you're saying that. I want to see who the new one is. I believe... Well, it was... I mean, Van Pelt. That was... Yep. He had been there for a long time.
Yep, he was there since 2012, I believe. Took over 2 years after being there as the quarterback coach.
And I'm looking...
So he's been with Rodgers for a few seasons now.
For sure. And I think they had good chemistry. I don't know who the quarterback coach is at this point. We all do know they brought in... Joe Philbin back, which no one really talks about what his impact has been on the team thus far, having brought him back. But, yeah, I think that there's something to be said about that. There, you know, it's which one has affected it more, Jordy Nelson being gone, his security blanket, or the quarterback coach, Van Pelt?
Like, I would say
both. Like, it's a quarterback coach. We've seen that, I guess, it would have been with Daryl Bevel with Brett Favre when they reunite in Minnesota. Like, that was huge when he had finally left the Packers and went back there. So it matters, but I don't think that changes the way Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball. I don't think that changes Aaron Rodgers just slightly overthrowing Davante Adams in the end zone when Devontae runs a great route against a backup cornerback when Xavier Rhodes goes out. I don't think that changes it. I mean, does it as far as...
I think I don't more know. Mentally I think, than physically.
It yeah, have but a
factor.
I agree.
Obviously, your
I
quarterback agree. Coach can't go out there and throw for you, but is there something, like, when he goes to the sideline, he doesn't have that relationship to kind of, like, pick him up or tell him, like, hey, this is what needs to get done?
Yeah.
Like, we don't see the relationship.
That could be, and he could have been a great buffer between him and Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking at that... the relationship, it's bone on bone. I mean, there's no cartilage in between. There's no muscle in between. It's like just bumping against each other, and there's no give. It's pretty much seen everything as possibly could have been through in the last, I mean, decade, from the highest of highs through a Super Bowl to the lowest of lows of, you know, being out for a full year and just being frustrated with no weapons. There's definitely something to be said about that, those changes, and if he was asked about them, clearly he was not, from his comments he made after the fact when Jordy was let go and Van Pelt also. But I mean, that had to do with the whole, you know, the whole kind of this cleansing of, you know, Edgar Bennett was gone too, and, you know, they brought back in Philbin, and it was kind of like, you know, I think it was more of like, hey, Mike McCarthy, we're gonna give you one last shot. What do you think you need? Well, I need a defensive coordinator. They went and got Patton. Well, let's bring back Joe Philbin.
A lot of hype on.
Yeah,
Philbin,
it was like we or I, whichever one you want to say. Like, we were good, or I was a better coach when Philbin was here. And like, I don't think I've seen Joe Philbin's face once on a TV screen. Like, no one talks about what his contribution or lack thereof has been this year. It's kind of just a weird under the radar. No one talks about it. It's really bizarre. You think it would come up at some point, but even nothing local. And to get, you know, more present day, McCarthy did have the press conference today. I did watch that. I don't know.
It's kind of getting repetitive.
Yeah, it is. So. And did you watch it at all? Did you watch
the press conference? I didn't need to. I saw the quotes, and it's fine. I feel like I've seen them
over. The one thing, like the couple things I want to take away from it, I took away, besides the repetition, like there's small, like regurgitated answers he gives or snarky looks to, like, you know, the beat reporters. The one thing I did notice that I was like, what are you talking about? Was it was like the fifth or sixth question, and finally someone made a positive spin. They said, hey, you know, a season like this, you've had young guys contribute. You've obviously got that some from your run game a little bit. What are some other things that happened today or yesterday, throughout the whole season that has really been, like, you know, a positive silver lining to this season? And he responded with basically the run game, contributions from the secondary. And again, kind of, he was a little bit taken back by the question, so he actually had something thoughtful. But at the end of it, he said, you know, it's a nice change of pace to get a positive question. And I'm like, you moron, you're 4-6-1 and you're going to be upset about getting
negative,
like,
feedback,
critiqued
basically.
Questions. This isn't like seventh grade flag football. Like,
this isn't everybody gets a participation.
No,
trophy.
Like this team. It's not like this team is a two loss team, and we're, you know, we're like darn it, you lost on a field goal, and they're just killing the
and
guy for
like
it.
And it's not like they're really good losses. No, either.
Yeah,
it's not
which,
like you played your best, you just got outplayed.
Yeah, so
it's you should not have six losses and a tie.
Very
on your
strange.
Record.
Just another bad taste in my mouth from Mike McCarthy, just being almost. I don't know if he was joking with the guys, but you know, you can see I'm watching him on the replay, and he doesn't look like he's joking when he's saying that. He looks like he's kind of being serious. Like, you guys are being really critical today. It's like, well, duh, dude. Like, your team is botching things left and right, whether it be offense, defense, special teams, play calling, time management. I mean, composure of yourself, for God's sakes, on the sideline. It's incredible. We have never seen Mike McCarthy like this, and I think maybe that means he knows this is his final year, that he is so intense and is want to do so well. But where we sit is I'm going to the game this Sunday. I know Andy's going to the game. It's going to be a fun, Janelle, as you said. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy the game.
Here.
I'm going to enjoy the game. I hope to meet some fans that are from Arizona or wherever the hell. Every time I go to a game recently, there's someone from like a different part of this world. There's some people from... Was it Australia last time I was there? Some people from Sweden the time before when it was like 10 degrees out.
In
so,
other words, the world is suffering right
the
now.
World, yeah, the world, because they're all Packer fans every time. So it's going to be whatever. It's fine. I mean, I get to see Larry Fitzgerald, David Johnson. I think Patrick Peterson's still healthy, so that'll be cool. But, you know, they are still going to have to worry about guys like Chandler Jones coming off the edge and maybe hurting Rodgers, which kind of leads me back to our conversation or bulk of this podcast, Janelle, is like, do we want Aaron Rodgers to finish the next five games? Like, I know you're saying you want them to go 5-0, which it'd be cool, but do we start thinking about like, hey, we've seen times where Aaron Rodgers might be out for a full year, i.e. week one. We've had seasons where Rodgers has been out for almost a full year, or if not the full. So like, do we want to really have that happen again? It's, I mean, you're playing some good defenses coming up too. I mean, Atlanta's not great, but they do have some athletes. They've always been able to get after the Packers. Obviously, the Bears are, I mean, they hurt him week one, and Mac's still there. I mean,
and Mac's in game shape now, so
there's still guys that you're going to go up against. It's like, do you want them out there? And I don't think that's a, I mean, if you have an answer right now, that's great. But I mean, I personally don't. Like, I do I want him to win? Yes, but like, do I want to see a full 60 minutes of Deshaun Kaiser? No.
I mean, we saw about 2 minutes of him, and it was pretty painful week one.
Yeah, like Tim Boyle, maybe? I don't know. Like,
it's definitely just a lot of, like, unaware of what we want as fans. And because obviously I have a competitive attitude, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I want to see my team out there winning, mm-hmm. and I want to see Rodgers out there lighting up defenses and Aaron Jones running for 30-yard touchdowns. And then there's the side where it's like, but I don't want them to get hurt,
mm-hmm.
with the chance of not seeing postseason.
Yeah.
Like, as long as there's, I think as long as there's, like, that little bit of hope alive in me, it's like, yeah, play them, but
so you're,
I don't know, I'm.
Yeah, you're running with a 3% chance.
Yeah, like,
and
that's
also,
just who I am,
and
optimist,
also,
and.
Four or five of these would have to come true. So I found this on Twitter before we started. It's at Hail Rodgers 12. I've seen some great tweets from this account from before. But after the loss Sunday, the Packers have a 3% chance of making the playoffs. They would need to win out and have four or five of these scenarios happen. So the Eagles would need to lose one game. Probably.
They'll probably lose
that's
more
one.
Than
we'll
one game.
Put that. That's the number one. We'll go with one. Panthers need to lose two games. Panthers
haven't looked at their schedule.
They didn't really play that well yesterday in the second half. Like
they
so
played the Seahawks, was
they
it?
They did play the Seahawks. So Redskins lose two games.
Without Alex Smith.
Good point. I forgot about that. So without we'll say number one and number three are plausible. Seahawks lose two games. I feel like the Seahawks are kind of on an uptick. So, and then, well, you know, I'm going to give that one. We'll say that's the third one. But the fourth one, or, you know, out of five, would be the Vikings lose three games. So it's
that
either
a little less.
So it's either I don't know. Panthers lose two games, Vikings lose three games. Like, I just don't want to be there on week 17.
Then again, I mean, the Vikings did drop the ball against Buffalo.
True.
You never know.
True.
This is me, like, the you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
Because the NFL has been pretty crazy this year.
I agree.
So
I agree. But no, I want nothing. If it's week 17 and we're sitting there and the Packers win at noon, assuming it's not flexed, if it comes down, I don't know what the schedule looks like, if it's like the Monday night or the Sunday night or the 3:30 game, and like we're rooting for some team that has no chance, and like, you know, I don't want to have that just strung along. I want to just cut and be done with the season.
You just want to enjoy these last five
games. I can enjoy them. Yeah, I can watch the talent, but I don't want to be strung along and like, there's a word I want to say, but I won't say it on here. I just don't want to be teased throughout this whole season. Like, I just want to just have it. The 3% chance, you can take your 3% chance. And four of those five things to happen. But I'm going to sit back, hands behind my head, on the couch, and just like.
Yeah, the takeaway of this episode is just basically, however you need to do it, just enjoy these last five games, whether they be the last five games, whether there is a postseason, which, yes, 3% chance, minimal. I mean, it's there. We don't know what could happen, but just really just enjoy these last 5 weeks. Don't be negative about your team. Like, cheer for your team. Don't be a Fairweather fan.
There's something to be said about that, because I've caught myself like once in a while where you're like, I'm kind of just like piling on, which is really ugly. It gets really, really ugly.
Yeah.
Normally it's with Clay Matthews. Was with Clay Matthews. Doesn't happen as much anymore. But yeah, being a negative fan is...
Yeah, you can be upset with the season, but don't...
Like sarcastically negative? Yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Don't be the Fairweather fan out there. Even when Tremont Williams messes up on special teams, just... be upset for a second and move on from it, even though that I definitely wrote that down as the worst play of the game.
Yeah, so. By far. I mean, 5 minutes and 50 seconds left, I almost turned off my TV, which I never, ever, ever do for any NFL game. I watch it to the end until it's like 2 minutes left, team's kneeling it out, no timeouts. Like, all right, I'll turn it off
and
now.
And it was one of those situations, it's like, what could go wrong? And then that happens, and you're like, okay, there's still some other things that could go wrong here.
Yeah, so, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
it's just...
that's where they sit. The Packers sit at 4-6-1. They play the Cardinals this weekend in Lambeau at noon. Like I said, I'll be there. I know Andy Herman will be there. But that's where we're at, Janelle.
So,
did you have a good Thanksgiving, though? Thanksgiving was good?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
In
Those
Minnesota?
Those football games were a little... not, I mean, the Saints game was
that
Saints
was,
versus Falcons. That was kind of the only exciting game of that day.
Yeah, the other ones were pretty...
Bears-Lions was pretty boring. Redskins-Cowboys, pretty boring.
Yeah, unless you're Amari Cooper, who had a huge game. But
true.
That was a fluke.
Other than that.
But
these last 5 weeks, be the pessimist, be the optimist, but just enjoy it and don't be fair weather. That's basically my take. Maybe observe
something or observe a play or observe a portion of the game that you normally wouldn't. Like appreciate maybe certain players and just take that all in, I guess. Just start evaluating because that's where the season is trending.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, this is the Pack-A-Day podcast. This was episode 125.
That's
we
crazy.
Are 1/8 away from 1,000, Janelle.
That's crazy.
Speaking of 1,000, I thought about that before. I did the quick math in my head, so I didn't want to sound stupid.
Speaking of 1,000, we have to congratulate Davante Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Who did go over the 1,000-yard mark for the first time in his career. And he is also the only NFL receiver to have at least 10 touchdowns in each of the last three seasons. So positive note.
That's very positive.
So
very
there
positive.
Is good takeaways from the game.
Definitely. That,
so,
that's good. That's nice. I want to finish on that.
We'll end on that one.
For sure. For Janelle Mack, you can find her on Twitter once again at BigMac_4. You can find myself, Matt Fralick, at Matt_FRA_. Of course, you can find the Pack-A-Day podcast at Pack-A-Day podcast on Twitter. Janelle, where can we find podcasts at this point in 2018, almost 2019? I know there's iTunes.
I'm not sure.
Google Play.
Buzz.
Oh yeah.
Pro is
Buzz something or other. Yep. Find it on there.
I think that's where it's originally posted.
Definitely.
Basically, you could just follow the Twitter page, type it into Google. There is a Facebook page
for it.
Can go like. Yeah.
If you can't, I mean, obviously subscribe and leave reviews or, you know, 5 stars is great. 5 stars is very, very important. A review that is constructive is even more important.
Yes, we appreciate constructive criticism, not hateful bashing.
Hateful bashing is bad. But one way or another, you can find the podcast, whether it's you ask a friend, maybe they can help you find a podcast. But this was the Pack a Day podcast. You guys all have a great rest of your week. Stay warm. Enjoy the last five games. And Janelle, as always.
Shotgun formation of 3rd and 15 to the 46-yard line of Dallas. They empty the shotgun. Cobb in motion to the left side. Rodgers looks it over, gets the snap. Backpedals now under some pressure. Steps up, throws it over the middle. Got Adams! 30, turns upfield, 25, cutting right to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Devontae Adams to the south end zone for the touchdown! Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up. Rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's high pointed and caught. It is caught for a touchdown.
Yes!
A miracle pass. Yes!
Yes!
In the end zone.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. One kick away from the NFC Championship game. From the 41. Left hash mark. 51 yard. Field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick. To the uprights. And it is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
And what a happy bunch of Green Bay Packers.